And this is Ty Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking Mercer County High School Wrestling on our high school sports spotlight this week with junior state qualifier Eli Burns finished third at 165 pounds at the Clinton Sectional over the weekend. So advancing to state, what's the emotion for you feeling like getting down to Champaign again this year?
Feeling very excited, very ready to go back on the state floor this year and try to get what I wanted last year.
Yeah, so speaking about that, you know, second year in a row for you qualifying for the individual state meet in wrestling. So what did you take away from the experience you got last year that maybe you'll try to use to your advantage, you know, this year and the second time around down there?
I feel like I learned a lot about withstanding pressure down on the state floor last year, and I've grown to be more confident in myself, and I think I'm ready to be back on the floor.
So walk us through the weekend for the sectional for you down in Clinton. I know that's kind of a long trip too, but just what were some things you think that kind of stuck out about your performance that allowed you to get back down to state last weekend in Clinton?
So I had to buy my first round since I won my regional, and I wrestled Aiden Larkin from Hoopston in my quarterfinal, and I got a tech fall over him. He was a returning state placer, so that was a very big match. I lost in my semifinal to a Tremont guy. I went on the backside, won my blood round, and wrestled the Aiden Larkin kid for third and won again.
All right, so for you, I know this season, you know, some adversity dealing with a knee issue throughout mm-hmm. the season. Able to work your way through that. I think you said 20-4 so far on the season individually. So just, what about being able to get through the injury, get back on the mat, and be able to qualify for state? I mean, kind of walk us through the recovery process for it. Maybe the frustration of having to miss some time too.
Yeah, I was definitely frustrated because I missed some time last year. But my coaches, my parents, and my teammates really helped me push through all that adversity, and I think it really made me stronger for the sectional and state series.
I think that a lot of times when you talk to wrestling kids, when you talk about advancing the state, it always feels maybe a little more special when you get to do it with a teammate. And I know for Mercer County, Bodie Solomon, a senior, gets to the state meet as well, I think at 190 pounds. So does that make it feel more special for you having a teammate going down there to compete with you?
Yeah, definitely makes it more special, and especially because it's Bodie, because we're wrestling partners and we have been for a while. I attribute a lot of my success to him and his leadership through the years.
I know wrestling can be a sport, or is a sport, that is very grueling, both physically, of course, but mentally too. I know we talk a lot about in the winter sports, whether it be basketball or wrestling or whatever, it feels like it's such a long season because you go through the two holidays and it just goes, it feels like from, you know, November to March, basically. So talking about that aspect of it for you, just kind of handling the grind that wrestling is year in and year out, what are some things that you found maybe give you success in trying to withstand all that, you know, from start of year to end year? Because like I said, it can be a really long season.
I think taking as much recovery time as possible and trying to not stress too much about the next meet or tournament, and really leaving it all up to God, I think.
And then just as we wrap up with you today, I think, too, when you talk to people about, like, the individual wrestling state finals, everybody always just raves about how great of an event it is and just kind of the atmosphere and the feeling there. So for you, like we touched on earlier, got to experience it last year. I mean, what are you looking forward to about this weekend, getting to get back down there and compete on the state stage again?
I think the best part about all of it is that it's in Champaign, and those orange mats, it just doesn't get better than that. It's a very surreal feeling down there, and it's something you don't get to experience many times. So I'm very grateful and can't wait to get to experience it again.
All right, Mercer County junior wrestler Eli Burns joining us on the High School Sports Spotlight this week, competing down at state at 165 pounds. Eli, appreciate the time, man, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.